In this episode, you will discover how Jake grew his podcast to 300,000 monthly downloads in 9 months without social media or guests. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wanneri.
I'm Ty Gaucher.
And in this episode, you will discover why posting great content consistently is not the reason podcasts grow, and why continuing to believe this is quietly killing your momentum.
The exact mindset shift that separates podcasters who stay invisible for years from those who start getting discovered every single month.
And finally, a simple test you can take in under 30 seconds that will allow you to discover whether or not your podcast is set up to be found by new listeners or buried when no one is searching. And of course, how to fix that. Welcome back to another Thursday episode, where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster. So look, Ty, we've been in the podcasting space for the last 5 years, and I think it's fair to say that what our listeners are about to discover on this episode is perhaps, I'm not going to say perhaps, it's absolutely the single greatest, biggest discovery that we made that's allowed our clients to grow fast and monetize. Clients who've been stuck with slow and steady growth, some clients who've been stagnant for years, others who've been podcasting for 4 or 5 plus years, and their shows started to steadily decline. This is a single shift that allowed them to grow fast and monetize. And I'm not just pulling out these numbers out of thin air. We've literally had clients like Laura blow up her show from 4,000 monthly downloads all the way up to 40,000 monthly downloads and earn $20,000 in profit from her show. Other clients like Kyle and John, who were podcasting for over a year but were stuck at 600 monthly downloads and couldn't break past that. In 6 months, they 10x their audience, growing past 6,000 monthly downloads, but not just that, adding $1 million to their pipeline because of this single discovery. And I could go on and on and on and on, but I think that proves the point. But what proves the point even more is that this is the exact same strategy that a guy called Jake Ward used to grow his show to 300,000 monthly downloads in 9 months without social media or big guests. And today, Tyke, we want to share exactly what that is with you so you can grow your show way faster as well. So Tyke, before we dive in, I guess, how do we actually discover this strategy? I mean, where was the business at the point where we discovered this game-changing strategy and approach to growing shows?
Well, this was back in 2021, and we were helping people grow their podcast. We'd been doing it for a little while, but we weren't getting paid for our coaching it because we couldn't really prove that what we did consistently worked. In fact, it was very painful because our client results were inconsistent. Some grew, some didn't. Some grew a little bit and then stopped. The spikes would be random. It was just all very unpredictable. Honestly, it felt random.
And I think for us, that bugged us for a while, didn't it? Because at this point, for me, myself anyway, I dropped out of university to go all in on building our business around podcasting. So I essentially had this massive new identity that I was becoming. But embarrassingly, like you mentioned, we weren't even getting paid as coaches yet because we didn't have enough case studies. We didn't have enough proof to show that what we were doing with clients consistently worked. So what business owner or expert in the right mind would trust two 20-year-olds who are one still in college, the other one was a dropout, with essentially zero experience in business and zero proof that what they did actually work?
And what Anthony, actually, we were 21, so I think that makes us a little bit more credible, don't you think?
just a little bit. But look, the point was, around this time, we would also see other podcasters and Facebook group posting about how they were hitting 5,000 monthly downloads, 10,000 monthly downloads in 6 months. And one would ask them, hey, look, well done. This is awesome results. How the fuck are you doing this? How are you growing so fast? They'll give us the same generic advice, which was,
just post great content consistently. Just stick at it and just make good content. If you're not enjoying it, then it's probably not right.
That's how I felt. Whenever I'd hear that, I would get so pissed off, because we knew at that time, and maybe you've seen this from people who are like, oh yeah, you know, just be consistent with your show, spend the next 10 years growing your audience, and then you'll have everything you want. No, we knew people who had podcasts, who were posting great content for years, who weren't growing, who felt invisible and felt stuck. And I'm sure for you, you've probably been posting great content, or at least good content, for years now, but you're probably experiencing slow growth, low engagement, and the feeling like, hey, I'm putting all this time in, but my show isn't growing. So we knew that that just post great content consistently was basically bullshit. There was something that was going on that we just didn't know about.
It really wasn't until we found a guy called Jake Ward, who was an SEO expert, not podcast SEO expert, just a general SEO expert. He had an SEO-based business, which, by the way, in case you don't know, stands for Search Engine Optimization, and it is all about ranking on page one of Google and search engines. Now, like I said, he wasn't a podcast expert specifically, but he did launch a podcast and apply what he knew about SEO generally to podcasting, meaning apply things that people generally think about when it comes to Google and ranking a website, but in the context of Apple and Spotify ranking a podcast. The results was he went from zero to 300,000
months
in 9 months without social media or guests. One more time for the people at the back. From zero, completely new show with no existing audience, no big guests to help, no social media, to 300,000 monthly downloads in 9 months. So yeah,
and the crowd about 3 million. Goes wild. Ah!
Wild. Absolutely, we went wild. Our minds were blown.
You know what's crazy? I think it was really exciting for us because we finally met someone who knew exactly what he did that caused the growth for a show. And the process was actually genius when it comes to podcast SEO. The process is this. Number one, you rank your show on page one of Apple Podcasts and Spotify for highly searched keywords. Apple and Spotify, main platforms, new listeners go to discover new shows. So, and I want to just hold here for a second and just let that sink in. Apple and Spotify is the number one platform new listeners go to find new shows. So if you're someone currently struggling to find listeners or be found by listeners, it's probably because you don't have podcast SEO in place. So again, I just want to just really, and I'm sitting here for a while, but we speak to so many podcasters who are like, I'm struggling to grow, but then they don't have a podcast SEO strategy in place. It's like, well, how are you going to be found by new listeners when you literally can't be found by new listeners because you don't have the systems in place that helps you rank on the right platform? So again, there's three steps to this. Rank on page one on Apple and Spotify for highly searched keywords. Step two, be found by thousands of new listeners every single month. Step three, grow organically on autopilot by new listeners who are finding you instead of you chasing them. That was a genius part. That's the part that really, 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 for me and Tig, that we got hooked on, because at this point, it was just us and our clients posting on social media, relying on guests, which were literally the most unreliable strategies to grow because it wasn't working. So finding something that did work was huge.
It was such a stark difference because everything we'd been doing at that point, it felt like a grind. And don't get me wrong, we were early doors, so it was time to really put in the work. But we knew it didn't need to feel as hard as it was. But in hindsight, all we were doing was digitally just shouting at people online, you know, just posting off, shouting from the rooftops.
Listen
on
to my
Facebook,
socials.
Trying to do the same on TikTok or your Instagram or just whatever the latest trend or platform was at the time. Just hoping, buying a lottery ticket and just hoping that either our client would manage to land a famous guest or that the guest would promote and basically just do all the work for us, and which of course never came. And even sometimes when it did come, it would never realize the growth that we expected anyway. So to go from that to a different strategy, which was all about not just digitally shouting and hoping that people care, but actually going to find a massive audience of people that are already looking, people that are already podcast listeners and are already searching for what they want on Apple and Spotify, like searching for the exact topic or the exact genre of podcast. Completely different way of doing things. And to bring it back to the hustle, you know, the comparison, this isn't really hustle in the same way. It's a lot more effortless for those reasons. And it really was the massive unlock for our clients.
So look, when we found this, we then started actually just testing it rigorously. We refined the process, and over the last 4 years, we've actually built a reliable podcast SEO system that helps clients across dozens of different niches grow and monetize predictably. Podcast SEO was a massive unlock that allowed Laura, that I mentioned at the start of this episode, to grow past 40,000 monthly downloads and be found by ideal clients, helping her generate $20,000 in a single month from her show. Or Kyle and John, like I mentioned, who literally made this shift, were stuck at 600 monthly downloads, 10x their growth once they had a system in place, and allow them to add $1 million to their pipeline. I'm sharing this with you because oftentimes we speak to podcasters who are just clueless as to what's really possible for them. You might be in a spot where you're stuck at 1,000 monthly downloads or 3,000 monthly downloads, and you just think that, oh, I thought growth was meant to be slow. I thought this was normal. No. If your show isn't growing consistently month after month after month, if it's been 6 months of stagnant growth or declining growth, that's a problem. And that's a problem that podcast SEO can fix. So look, we know this because over the last 4 years, we've helped 270 plus entrepreneurs and experts with shows. A lot of them were on the verge of quitting because they were just frustrated and pissed off that they spent years on their show without any growth and without any profit from it as well. They couldn't rationalize why it would make sense to carry on going. 9 times out of 10, podcast SEO was the missing link that helped them finally break past slow and steady growth.
So obviously, this begs the question, how do you do the same? What is the repeatable process here? So we're going to give you the high level overview of podcast SEO in this episode so that you finally have some clarity over what a repeatable system that grows without feeling like you're driving yourself into the ground, shouting off the rooftops, actually looks like and how it could work for you. So Anthony, what are the three main pillars of podcast SEO that produce the most results?
So we have discoverability, clickability, and user engagement.
All right, great. What's discoverability?
So discoverability is knowing which keywords to rank for.
What's a keyword?
So a keyword is a fancy way of saying the specific search terms your audience uses when they're searching, looking for podcasts like yours. So if you have a real estate podcast, like one of our clients, Kyle and John, your listeners are probably searching in real estate podcasts or real estate investing. Real estate podcasts or real estate investing, that would be the keyword you'd want to rank for.
Got it. And when I rank for it, what do you mean exactly? How does that look?
So when you're ranking for these keywords, it means that when someone searches in real estate investing or real estate podcast, if you take all the steps we're about to break down, your show will rank on page one, meaning it'll be one of the first shows they actually see on the results page.
Whoa. Okay, cool. Where do I put the word?
Great question. So you want to add the words within your show name, your episode titles, in your show notes, in your show description, basically everywhere. And what this does is it gives Apple and Spotify what they need to index. Index just simply means for them to be able to show your podcast when someone searches in those keywords. That's what indexing means. That's, again, keeping things simple. So when you add your keywords in all those places, Apple and Spotify, they're like, oh, okay, this podcast is about real estate. Okay, this podcast is about anxiety. It's pretty basic, to be honest with you, once you understand how this fundamentally works.
Okay, I'm with you. Rank for the main words my listeners would look for, put them everywhere on my show, and I'll be on page one when people are typing them in. What's
Bingo.
Next?
The next part is clickability, which is all about optimizing your show. Now that you are ranking for the right keywords, how do we make sure that your podcast is being clicked on over the competition when you are on page one?
Wait, so you're saying if I get to page one, that doesn't guarantee I grow?
So unfortunately, we've tried this plenty of times and we've had clients where they're like, oh, I'm on page one, why aren't I growing? And it's because if you're on page one because you've done the discoverability section, because you've optimized for the right keywords, you still need to be clicked on over the competition. It's not just you that shows up as a result. It's you versus everyone else who's trying to compete for that keyword as well. So you need to stand out in order to get clicked on. You can't just rank on page one and magically grow. I wish it were that easy. You need to stand out and be clicked on over the competition.
But if I'm on page one, won't I be seen first?
Now, here's the thing. You can be on page one, but it's not just you. Apple and Spotify can show people up to 10 shows at a go on page one.
Right. So clickability is about making sure that when potential listeners see my podcast next to the other podcasts, they pick me. How do I do it?
Perfect. So number one, you need to have a high quality cover art.
Oh, brilliant. I designed mine myself. In fact, my VA is a really good graphic designer.
Yeah, this can't be like one of those cover ads that you chef up on Canva and hope for the best. It needs to be done by an actual professional designer, preferably spending more than $5 to create the cover. It needs to be something like consistent from professional. And that's where the difference is made. So that's the first piece. And the second important piece is having a podcast show name that feels urgent, specific, and is focused on talking to a very specific target audience. So when someone, let's say, types in real estate investing, simply adding a subtitle that says for beginners, that really makes a massive difference, because the more specific you are, the clearer who your show is for. Now, if a listener comes in and they're extremely clear that your podcast is for them because your show name is specific, they're far more likely to click your podcast over the competition who are vague and unspecific. You need these two things together in order to get clicked on over competition.
So that's the formula, right? Use my keywords, get to page one, have a nice cover art and a show name, and then everything should be fine.
Well, we have the final piece, Now, you can have your discoverability in check. You can have your clickability in check. However, if you don't have the right user engagement metrics, Apple and Spotify won't share your show.
Oh, what's the user engagement metric? Go on, get it over and done with.
So what this is Apple and Spotify, they need a way to determine whether your show is even worth recommending to their audience. Now, their goal is to keep listeners on their platform. Same with every other billion-dollar company. They want people leaving their platforms. So if you have a podcast that's ranking on page one, that's getting clicked on. However, when people click play, if the majority of the listeners don't stick around all the way to the end of your episode, that means you have a low engagement rate, meaning people don't really listen and consume your content. That's a problem. Apple and Spotify see that as a L on their side. So why would they recommend a show that has a low user engagement, that people don't actually engage with? And this is the part that so many podcasters miss. They don't even know that the user engagement, your retention time, is even a thing.
Okay, I was with you up until this point, but now I feel scammed that you're telling me I actually have to make my podcast good. And it also sounds really overwhelming that I just don't even know where to start with user engagement.
You know what, Ty, you make a good point. And what we want to do, like we mentioned, this really was a high-level overview of how podcast SEO works, why podcast SEO is so important, why you can't afford to ignore it, knowing it's literally where listeners go to find new shows. And finally, simple steps you can take to get your show ranking higher. Like you mentioned, Tig, the user engagement is a massive piece. A piece that if you don't have, means that your podcast SEO efforts, ranking for the right keywords, having a sexy cover art, and having a show name that is clear and specific, that can still all come crumbling down if you don't have your user engagement, your retention piece in place. And that's exactly why we've created these 7 highly effective and proven tactics that you need to have in place to have a high retention rate, meaning you keep listeners hooked on your content, you keep them coming back for more, and you get recommended by Apple Podcasts and Spotify because they can see you have a high user engagement. So if that's something that you want access to make sure that when you are ranking on Apple and Spotify, you get the most out of it, I'll go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, and download your retention system blueprint. 7 highly effective and proven tactics to keep your listeners hooked, binge your content, and coming back for more. Or alternatively, visit getmorelisteners.com/keeplisteners hooked. And we'll send that to you instantly.
So you're saying I can go to the show notes right now and get the exact 7 things I need to do and how to apply them to my show so that Apple and Spotify want to share my show with people and move me up the ranks?
Hell yeah, baby.
I'm going there right now.